Brian Finn is back with business.
Thank you. We've been hearing this morning from John Trethowan, the man tasked by the government with reviewing credit refusals to SMEs by the main banks. He's calling for the upper threshold at which appeals can be made to be increased to €3 million when I spoke to him earlier. I asked him what level of appeals are being upheld at the moment.
Around 56%, and has been at that level from almost when we started 2-3 years back. So just over half. And we will always try, even if we can't help the borrower to get bank finance, we'll always suggest what they should do next to try and improve their business and try and help them through again if we can.
Now, that rate of over half, I suppose it's a testament to the effectiveness of your office, but it also shows the extent to which banks are still not fully functioning and lending properly.
Well, I think the banks are lending to businesses which are in strong businesses and mediumly strong businesses, but it's quite common knowledge now that in Ireland around about half of the SMEs have some form of financial challenge, and that's challenging for banks as well to make a credit decision on those businesses. My reviewers are all very experienced lenders, so it means that we can spend a bit of time, work with the business itself, explore if there's a workable solution, and then put that to the banks.
What about the area of new lending? How are the banks faring in that regard?
The two banks report their monthly sanctions to myself to be reported on to the minister. And this year has been the best first quarter for sanctions for the last 3 years. That does include new lending, restructuring of existing contracts, and also refinancing of business from other banks. But in the figures that are being quoted, around about 33%, or about a third of the sanctions that are taking place today are for new loans, which is a significant enough amount.
In terms of the sanctions, the main pillar banks are tasked with lending up to €4 billion this year. Is that a big ask of the banks? It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, and I think it does take account of restructuring and refinancing as well. One of the points I'm making in the report is that there's actually no systematic method of measuring how much capacity or new lending capacity there is in the Irish economy. And to put out €8 billion of new money, I don't think that the country could sustain it. We'll be back to the crazy lending days which caused the problem at the start.
You refer in your report to the departure of some banks from the Irish market. What will happen to the loans that they're providing at the moment? And is there a danger that the remaining banks might just come in and pick the more desirable loans from those?
Yes, that is a worry, Brian, because we're down basically to three major banks which are financing the Irish SME market with new lending, and that's AIB, Bank of Ireland and Ulster. There are a couple of asset finance providers that are there as well, which have come into the market. But my concern is that as more and more businesses seek new money, and if they're not banking with those three banks, that all of the demand won't be able to be met by the three banks that are there. And that's one of the reasons we've asked for our limit to be increased from €500,000 up to €3 million to ensure that viable businesses that are seeking refinancing as well as new credit have somewhere to go to for second opinion.
John Trethowan of the Credit Review Office. Now, Investec Bank Ireland has reported a modest return to growth in exports for the first 3 months of this year of 0.2%. Philip O'Sullivan, Chief Economist with Investec, is on the line. Philip, UK exports are holding up, which is perhaps surprising given the currency issues that have prevailed since the start of the year.
Good morning, Brian. Absolutely, the movement in the euro sterling rate are somewhat of a headwind, but I think that is being more than offset by the fact that the UK economy has shown a pretty impressive return to growth in the past couple of months. For example, the PMIs, which survey across the manufacturing services and construction sectors in the UK, are all in positive territory for the first time since April of last year. So there has been quite an impressive turnaround in the UK's economic prospects, and that's something that's obviously benefiting our more cyclical exporters.
Europe not doing so well, but probably no big surprise there given economic performance across the Eurozone.
agreed. Unfortunately, the Eurozone is not likely to be see a meaningful return to growth until the tail end of this year at the earliest. The latest forecast would see another year of economic contraction across the Eurozone. So I think that the improvement that we are seeing in the US and the UK is helping to more than counter that. But obviously, for the sake of the wider economy, if the European economy is to turn around as well, that would be good news for Ireland.
Just very briefly, looking at the Asian markets, particularly Japan, where the yen has been hugely devalued in the past few months, how is that affecting us?
Yeah, on one level, that is something of a headwind. But against that, the part of the so-called Abenomics stimulus package that the Japanese government is implementing is designed to stimulate more demand from consumers. So I think that hopefully those two effects will kind of cancel out, because Japan is an important export market for Irish manufacturers in particular.
OK, Philip O'Sullivan, Chief Economist with Investec, thank you for talking to us this morning. Finally, on the currencies, the euro is worth $1.33.5 and just under 85 pence sterling.